Be bold, be brave, be extraordinary, be vulnerable, be real, be curious, be true, be you. Welcome to Trusting Your Gut with world-class energy intuitive Catherine McIntosh, a show designed to awaken you to enjoy the process of evolving, have fun along the way, and learn to listen to those silent in-between moments. You are the expert of your own life, and nobody knows more about the next steps to take in your journey than you. So please, listen to your gut and discover what's waiting for you to explore. Here is your host, Catherine McIntosh.
All right, my magical friends, I am so excited for today's show. Holy cow. And if you've been listening to previous shows, please feel free to subscribe, listen in, share, comment. The more feedback we get, the more we can sort of just increase the level of content that we provide here. And feedback is always welcome because I like pressing those buttons that matter to you. And so today I think we're going to press a button or two or 10. Today's topic is basically how I lost 10 pounds eating ice cream for 30 days. And most people hear that and they're like, that's impossible. Like, is that all you ate? Did you must have restricted? You must have. So we're going to dive into sort of the nitty gritty of what happened and how this became not only just a huge aha awakening moment for me, but it started to begin the path of leading a movement of something I call the No Judgment Diet. And, you know, 10 years ago, when I was first starting with the No Judgment Diet, people were talking about don't judge your bodies. There was, you know, the Weight Watchers and the Nutrisystem and the, you know, every fad diet you can think of was out there. The Master Cleanse was really popular back then. There are all these green juice cleanses and grapefruit juice and, you know, this, I think, hits home for a lot of people because if you are someone who suffers and constantly goes up and down with your weight, if you're constantly worrying about what you're eating, or if you have like fear or anxiety around what you're eating, or you try to get your food right, but after a little bit of time, you give up and get frustrated. So you're constantly spending money or you're constantly worrying. Some of you are wearing black because you think if you wear black, you can hide what your body looks like underneath your clothes. Or you're constantly saying to someone, oh, if I could just lose 5 pounds. Oh, if I could just lose 5 pounds. And so I'm here to dispel some myths that we have about food and to perhaps offer a different perspective. And this show today might be a little bit controversial. And you know what? It's my experience. It's my story. And I was the girl who for 20 years thought she was fat and ugly. So, you know, I was desperate to change my body. And I had no idea that those 20 years of desperation, literally, I lost years off my life. I lost the quality of being present in the moment. And so I was constantly up late at night looking at infomercials. What's the next infomercial that can save me? I tried the Health Rider. I used to do whatever that, the Thighmaster. I mean, you name it, I've tried it. And so this is back in my early 30s, and I was having one of my moments of like looking at programs online or looking at infomercials or whatever it was. And I came across a beach body workout, right, with Tony Horton. It used to be called P90X. It probably still exists. And there's nothing against this workout. Please know this, okay? And there's nothing against diets. But here's what we're going to get into, which is really juicy, okay? So hang on because I'll get to the story. So here I am, and I'm like fed up with my body. It's spring in Colorado, close to summertime. And I'm like, I got to do something about my body. I don't feel good. I wasn't working out as much as I like to. You know, I had stopped identifying as an athlete and started identifying as having a weight issue, having a body issue. And that was really, really self-destructive. So in my sort of fury of excitement of this time, it'll be different, I ordered the P90X workout. I waited for it to get to come, you know, in the mail. I get to my doorstep, it arrives, and I'm like a giddy little kid on Christmas opening up this package. And back in the day, yes, it was DVDs. There weren't even CDs. It was DVDs. And you put those DVDs in your VCR. Yes, it was that old. And so I started this 90-day program, and I was like, I'm going to go all in because I'm just going to go all in. And so I went all in. And in that process of going all in, there were tears, there were hard moments. I measured my food. I watched what I ate. I ate the food that they told me to eat. I exercised, you know, I don't remember, it was 60 or 90 minutes a day. I mean, I was like really into it, like yoga and burpees and you name it. I tried it. Okay. And 30 days in, so it's spring in Colorado, and I decided during that time I was wearing kind of like flowy dresses. So I didn't really wear shorts or pants that would kind of test like how I was doing along this program. I just was like, you know what? I'm not going to do my old habits of measuring, pinching, judging, looking in the mirror, like criticizing. I'm like, nope, not going to do that this time. So 30 days go by and I'm feeling really strong. I'm feeling really proud of myself. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try on my skinny jeans. I'm going to test how my body's doing. I didn't have a scale because I was too obsessed. So no scale for me. And what happened next was an utter catastrophe. And that utter catastrophe led to a breakthrough, right? Every catastrophe we have leads to some form of a breakthrough if we allow it to. Some breakthroughs are quicker than others. Some breakdowns last a really long time until we're ready to wake up and receive the information that's there for us. And so here I am in my closet, trying on my clothes, and 2 hours pass, and I literally ended up on a giant pile of clothes, almost all the hangers in my closet. I had a huge walk-in closet, all the hangers in my closet on empty, and this giant pile of clothes on my floor. And I am like a pile of tears. I'm sweating, I'm raging, my palms are sweating. And lo and behold, I decided to get on a scale. And what happened next was the beginning or the middle of my breakdown, which was I had gained 10 pounds. None of my clothes fit, nothing was working. And in that moment, it was like, I'm doomed. I'm never going to be good enough. My body will never change. I'm going to have to resort to a life of living in a body that I'm not happy with, nor am I comfortable with. And I'm sure a lot of you can relate to this because there are moments in our lives where, unfortunately, we've been accustomed to thinking that it's normal to criticize our bodies. And women, just check this out for a second. How often does someone compliment you and you completely dismiss the compliment? So in that fit of rage, I that day spent having a complete breakdown. And I don't know if it was the next day, next couple of days, I was like, oh my gosh, if I did what the experts told me I should do, and I would definitely have the results. How many of you been there? You're like, oh, well, this person said I do this, whether it comes to your body, business, relationships, then this will happen. This result will occur. And I got to be honest, it really works that way because we're missing a really key ingredient that I'm going to talk about in a minute. And so a couple days go by, and I'm like, you know what? Screw this. What's my favorite food that I don't let myself eat? And when I do let myself eat it, I'm judging the crap out of myself for eating it. And I'm thinking, oh, this is going to make me fatter. This is going to go to my thighs, or I shouldn't be eating this. Instead of just enjoying the frickin' food. And so I had a moment and I was like, well, ice cream, duh, it's my favorite food. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to go on a 30-day ice cream diet and see what happens. And so I gave myself rules and parameters. I had a history of having an eating disorder. I had a history of being obsessive compulsive. I also had a history of overeating and binging. And so I wanted to set parameters for myself so that I wouldn't overindulge. I wouldn't binge. I wouldn't kind of go crazy. And so I basically was like, okay, for 30 days, I'm going to go on this ice cream diet and I have to eat at least a bite of ice cream every day for 30 days, at least, right? And no more than a pint. Ben and Jerry's was my favorite at the time. I think Chubby Hubby and Cherry Garcia were my two favorite flavors for any of you ice cream lovers out there. And so what I did is I gave my body permission. Now, this is a long time ago. This is before like inflammation and all the information that we're now getting. And this is also way before we started to learn about, you know, even intermittent fasting or what really helps our bodies. But this story serves a really profound point. And so I was like, okay, I'm allowed to eat ice cream from the moment I wake up till 3 o'clock in the afternoon, at least a bite and no more than a pint a day. Right. And so I was like, okay, I can work with those parameters. So I would basically, yeah, I love it. The producer says Ben and Jerry's coffee Heath bar crunch. Okay. It's been a while. And here's the greatest part, which I was going to get to, but I now barely eat ice cream. I rarely crave it. I rarely want it. And it's all because of this experiment. And so here I am, and I'm like starting this ice cream diet. I was eating normal. I was going to exercise or just go on walks and not do the crazy P90X that I was doing. And so I start eating ice cream. And the first couple of days, I was like, okay, I'd have like a little cup or, you know, maybe 5 or 6 bites. And it took me a while. And I realized in the middle of eating, I don't know if it was day 3, day 4, day 5, I started to let go of the judgment I had about the food I was eating. And I was like, okay, this is cool. Day 5, day 6, day 7, I was like, oh my gosh, I love the taste. And instead of inhaling the ice cream because I'm judging it and I'm trying to get over feeling guilty for eating my favorite food, I began to enjoy like savoring, tasting, spending time eating it. And all of a sudden, like a week into it, I stop judging the food. And all of a sudden, my nervous system relaxes. All of a sudden, I'm more present. I'm really taking my time. I am like just enjoying it, right? And I didn't measure my body. I didn't kind of look at it. I just went about enjoying. And what happened in those 30 days is the taste of food changed. My desires changed. I no longer was secretly thinking about when could I have my next fix of ice cream because I was giving myself permission to eat it every day. And so it was always there and I knew I could have it. And at the end of those 30 days, I got on the scale and had lost 10 pounds. And there was this moment standing on the scale and I was like, this can't be right. And I go into my closet and I go try on my skinny jeans and they fit. And I was like, wait, what? Everything I had been taught about food was a big fat lie. And so hopefully some of you can relate to this because we have been sold lies. And I'm going to get into it really deep. So I have a background in psychology. I have a background in studying with shamans. I am obsessed with energy medicine. I've been a psychic intuitive for the last 20 years, working on bodies and helping people overcome this obstacle that they have with their body. And so going on a diet does not solve the problem because that just sets you up for those yo-yo moments. And when you're on a diet, you're judging your body. You're judging you. You're judging the food you can and can't eat. You're judging that you need to lose weight. You're judging that you're not enough. And when you're in judgment, you can't access what you're aware of. You can't access the subtleties of listening to the cues of your body, of trusting your gut. And so it's really valid. Now, please know this is not me saying you have permission to eat McDonald's and not listen to your body and eat whatever you want all the time. This is an example of when you give yourself permission to eat the foods that you judge as bad for you. Now, if you have food sensitivities, if you have celiac, if you are gluten sensitive, if you're lactose sensitive, if you're, you know, carnivore sensitive, like whatever it is, please know this is not to go, oh, don't pay attention to your sensitivities. But this is also perhaps we have over obsessed about sensitivities. We've over sort of made them taboo. And so I wanted to share my personal experience with ice cream so that you could maybe look at and take inventory of your life, your food intake, how you eat, what you eat, when you eat, what you think about food, what you think about your body, so that perhaps it may just shift your perspective. Right. And I am planning on launching a course around this in the next couple months. So if you're interested, please feel free to email us. You can check out my email on the website, katherinemcintosh.com. But, and you can start following us on social media, on Instagram, basically under my name, Katherine McIntosh, and you'll find us. You can also follow the Facebook group called the No Judgment Diet. But the point is that when I stopped judging the food, I started to awaken an awareness inside of me that allowed me to live. And when I was living, I wasn't obsessed with food. I wasn't obsessed with losing weight. I wasn't obsessed with thinking I'm fat and ugly or wrong, or I can never get anything right, or no amount of dieting will ever work for me. It was just this experiment to go, I just gained 10 pounds trying something that was supposed to help me lose at least 10 pounds. And I gained 10 pounds. What do I got to lose trying something I've never tried before? And I remember when I was traveling around the US and traveling around the world and beginning to teach 3-day workshops all about no judgment and the no judgment diet, I met a reporter and I told her about my story. And she was like, oh my God, your cholesterol must have been through the roof. And I was like, actually, it was fine. Because what happens is we've been ingrained to believe certain foods are bad for us. We've been ingrained to believe certain foods are good for us. And that actually isn't always true. I grew up eating strawberries, tomatoes, corn, rhubarb. My parents had this beautiful garden. And, you know, later on when I started sort of asking my body what foods it didn't want, I started with testing the healthy foods. And I was shocked that there were like 7 or 8 healthy foods that were in my diet almost on a daily basis that my body actually didn't want to eat. And when I eliminated those from my diet, the healthy foods, I lost 10 pounds of puff, right? I was always feeling like chubby face and all these things. And so this is sort of a reminder and an invitation to you to maybe change your mindset about the way you think about your body. Maybe stop judging the foods you're eating. And so that experiment was just the opening the door to a world of diving into what I now call the no judgment diet and what it looks like. First, stop judging the food, but two, also test with your body, ask your body, sounds crazy, ask your body. Your body is your longest lasting relationship that you can never get rid of. And most of you have not been very nice to your bodies. Most of you have been ridiculing it, forcing it, stuffing it, bulldozing over it, ignoring it. And then it starts talking back, and it talks back in weight gain. It talks back in body pains. It talks back in all sorts of ways. And so there is this element of when you begin to take the judgment out of what you're eating, your body can process the food. If you're judging your body, you're basically cutting off your awareness. You're contracting the energy inside the cells of your body. Most likely, many of you, because you have food triggers or you have body issues, you are activating the fight or flight or freeze or fawn in your nervous system. And when that's activated, your body can't digest food properly. So imagine being chased by a bear and you're trying to eat a hot dog, or you're trying to, you know, eat your breakfast. Your body is not going to digest that food because it's using all of its reserves and all of its resources for survival. Well, in current day and age, most of us don't realize that we are activating the fight, flight, fawn, or freeze in our nervous system when we're eating. And so our bodies can't digest the food. It's huge. It's huge. And so anytime that you are judging what you're eating, you are literally at risk at putting your nervous system in survival mode, the four Fs, fight, flight, fawn, or freeze. But you're also not allowing your body to digest the food properly. So it stores it in weird ways. It stores it as excess fat or as, you know, glucose or whatever it your body does. And everybody's body is different based on their traumas and their triggers. And so a lot of people that are trying to change and transform their bodies, see if this is true for you. A lot of people who've been trying to transform their bodies actually have an unaddressed trigger or trauma that they don't even know, or maybe they do know is there, that is causing them to not feel safe. And when they don't feel safe and they're eating, if you don't like your body, probably chances are you don't feel safe in your body. Kind of a crazy concept, but guess what? When you don't feel safe, ding, 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 the fight, flight, fawn, or freeze goes off in your brain, in your amygdala, and it causes your body to store its resources because you're in survival mode. And so when this isn't about, oh, this is going to be really painful to process my triggers. No, it's actually about just adopting different behaviors that help the trauma get released in your body, right? That help the trauma get released in your body. And so for all of you out there listening, you're probably thinking,
Oh, you don't know my story, Catherine. I've tried my whole life to lose weight. I can never find the right thing. Or if I do lose weight, it doesn't last long. I've been yo-yoing for 30 years or 20 years or 10 years or 50 years, whatever your story is. And you're thinking, you don't know my story. And I'm like, no, actually, I do. I do. I know your story to the tune of, you know, I calculated recently because I'm rewriting my book, the book Don't Diet, Be Happy. And I calculated I've spent pretty much close to or over $500,000 in the last 30 years trying to fix my body. And when I came across this concept of what I call the no judgment diet, it literally changed my life. And I got to start living. And I had no idea that I'd spent 20 years missing out on living, all because I was on this survival roller coaster that I didn't really comprehend how deeply I was on this roller coaster and couldn't get off. And so some of you might be thinking, oh, I can't eat ice cream. I'm lactose intolerant. That might be true. Some of you might be thinking, well, that's not possible. All this information about diets. Or some of you might be thinking you don't have the willpower. Some of you might be thinking you're exhausted and you're so sick of hiding your body, hating your body, trying it. And I bet if you added it up, most of you, if you're listening and you resonate with this, have spent upwards, this number might shock you, but upwards of $50,000 at least in your lifetime trying to fix your body, no matter what you've tried. And so I just want to let y'all know, I get it. I've been there and I've helped a lot of people get out of that yo-yo insecure sort of trap that we all go through. So I want to continue this conversation, but we're going to take a break. And when we get back, I'll have more stories and more things for you to consider.
Om Times TV.
Do you trust you? Do you trust your body? What if the key to unlocking the weight, pain, suffering, fear, anxiety, addictions, traumas, and sorrows was already inside of you? Learn to love the skin you are in so you can create the body, business, and life you love. Everyone always says you can't explain what Catherine does, you just have to experience it. From Hollywood actors to New York Times best-selling authors to some of the world's wealthiest and most successful, no two experiences are the same. For private sessions, online courses, live events, and the latest book Jack Canfield calls Game Changer and should be required reading for everyone, go to KatherineMcIntosh.com. KatherineMcIntosh.com.
Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust, spheric approach. Om Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, Om Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an Om Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on Om Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive Om Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. Om Times. Open yourself to the possibilities.
I want to eat apples and bananas. I need to eat apples and bananas. Why can't I eat apples? apples and bananas.
Support the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks to help provide meals to those in need. Join us at feedingamerica.org.
All right, we're back. So welcome back. So before the break, we were talking about, and what I said is, I imagine if any of you resonate with this energy, with this information, excuse me, with this story, is chances are you've probably spent at least $50,000. So back in 2016, when I was researching a ton of information, I came across some statistics about this. And, you know, since I've been trying to get more statistics, I've found that they're not readily accessible as easily as they used to be. So this is old information, and I imagine it's changed quite dramatically since doing the research. But back in 2016, when I found this information, one of the statistics is only 4% of women worldwide consider themselves beautiful. When that statistic came across, I was like, it shocked me, but it also woke me up because I realized that I have a lot of beautiful women in my life, all shapes and sizes, all types of beauty and different skin colors and heights and weight and all of it. And I realized that I don't know one of the people that I consider beautiful that actually fully believes it or doesn't have some form of judgment or insecurity about their bodies. And I went, oh my gosh, this is insane. You mean the world judges themselves? I just thought it was me, right? And so the other statistic is that back in 2016 was that women will go on an average of 8 diets a year and spend an average of 30 years of their life on a diet. And the average woman will spend around $1,422 a year on diets. And I was like, this is insane. And so I calculated at the time, I was like, okay, 8 diets a year, $1,422 a year times 30 years, it was like 44,400 something. And I was like, wow, that's a down payment on a house for some people. That's a life shift for a lot of people. If we put back into the pocket of all the people who spent that much money on diets that didn't work for their body, right? And so we assume that calorie restricting will transform our bodies, but we never bother to look at what's underneath the surface. And so, you know, you'll never hear about an elephant complain about the size of its rear end. I would swear, but we'll keep it PC. You'll never hear an elephant complain about the size of its rear end. And do you know what an elephant eats all day long? Grass. Right? Ants, maybe, but grass, like, holy cow. And so I find it fascinating that we have become a culture and spent the last 30, 40, 50, 60 years obsessed with the idea that food is the solution and changing your food is the solution. Now, I'm not saying that it doesn't make a difference. It does. But if you don't first address the energy of the judgment that you have about your body, it doesn't matter what you eat. It doesn't matter how perfect you are with your food. Because what you're still doing is keeping that fight or flight activated because you might not even know you don't feel safe in your own body. Kind of crazy if you look at it. And so what it looks like is you're constantly judging you. You're constantly comparing your body. You sort of go up and down. Some days you feel really amazing, and that same day you can feel terrible. You use the mirror to judge you. You use any sort of reflection to judge you. You do a ton of comparing and contrasting yourself to others. You think that nothing will ever work for you. Some of you, you were put on diets at a very young age. You were told that you weren't enough, or you weren't good enough, or you were overweight and you needed to change, as if changing your body was the way to create value. Changing your body does not equal creating your value. Your value is not based on your weight and your body. Like, imagine an elephant hiding behind a tree and saying, I need to go on a diet. What's it going to eat? Nothing? Do you actually think that an elephant could change its shape drastically? No, it was meant to be that size. A giraffe was meant to have a really long neck, right? And those long, beautiful legs, but those legs sometimes aren't very stable, right? And so the point is we're just an extension of the animal kingdom. And every single body on this earth was meant to be there. Now you can take a look at what you're thinking about yourself. Are you operating at your most optimum? And, you know, some people might hear this and be like, wow, she's given some really bad information. But this is for people who really struggle with their body weight, with their body image, with food. Maybe they have some form of an eating disorder. Maybe they have some form of like hypochondria when it comes to food. Maybe they just have a lot of information that isn't actually accurate for their particular body, and they've suffered for 30 plus years. And I've worked with thousands of women all over the world whose marriages suffer, their parenting suffers, their job and their ability to be present at their job suffers. They suffer from anxiety and depression and fear, and they're constantly seeking for something to make them feel better. So that this information is for those kinds of people, for you, if you can hear it. And, you know, like the advice that some people give is like, oh, just do this or just do that. What we have to do is we have to change our relationship to food. We also have to change our relationship to our bodies. What do we think about our bodies? What, not just what are we feeding it in terms of food and nutrition, but what are we feeding it up in our mind? And next week, for next week's show, I'm going to be talking about mindset on June 5th. And I'll also be inviting live callers to ask me any question. And I will, you know, feel free to, I will answer any question you have as long as it's appropriate to the content of the show. So for those of you listening and you're like, whoa, Catherine, I hear you. You're like speaking my language. Yeah. You know, unfortunately, there is a epidemic that is this idea that our self-worth and our value is based on how fit, how muscular, how skinny, how healthy we are. And look, I am all for being the healthiest version of yourself in body, in mind, and in spirit. I know a lot of what look like physically healthy people that, you know, even in my time when I don't feel my strongest, I'm like able to do things that they would never be able to do. And so this is about finding that balance for you. This is about recognizing that maybe you've been functioning from survival or fight or flight, or you don't feel safe. And so what are some of the steps that you can take? And it really is about starting to eliminate judgment from your life. It's why I call it the no judgment diet, because food in and of itself does not create your body, right? Your judgments create your body. Your perspective creates your body. Your fears create your body. Your joy of living also creates your body. But if you are struggling with your body right now, take a moment and write down the first five thoughts you have about your body. It's not good enough. I need to change my thighs. I don't like my belly, right? And look at that list and you're like, oh my God, every single thing on that list is a judgment. You wouldn't look at an elephant in nature and go, oh man, that elephant really needs to go on a diet. Its butt is way too big. And it's so funny because when I was in South Africa, outside of just Johannesburg in this beautiful, beautiful preserve, years ago, I got to be up close with the giraffes, with the elephants, with the rhinos, with all of these just amazing, amazing animals, the hippos and gosh, the zebras. And it was jaw dropping. The vegetation and the nature. And it was this just like beauty to receive the energy of these animals. And unfortunately, humans have been taught we either have to amp up our sexiness, which sometimes is a judgment because you're like, I have to be sexy. Sexy is a state of being, right? It's an energy that almost all of us have, right? But we shut it off. And so when you're not feeling aliveness and exuberant and joyful and, you know, kind of in tune, you cut off that energy. And so your body doesn't digest food as easily. And so there's a whole bunch of things that you can do, but it really starts with spend a week looking at what you honestly think about yourself, your body. Are you faking it? Do you secretly hide yourself? I know even after doing the no judgment diet, I actually was amazing. And then I hit, you know, female hormone life changes. I started going through perimenopause or menopause, whatever you want to call it. And all of a sudden my body started changing and I was like, wait a second. I've been doing really good on this no judgment diet for 10 years. And now I don't know what to do. And I had to start from the beginning and start all over again. And I'm just now feeling close to being like myself. And look, I intermittent fast, but I'm doing it in a way, it's not starving. It's getting accustomed to what my body functions on most optimally. I was very anti-fasting at first because I have a history of anorexia and being really proud to go a week without eating back in the day. But I also know that when I got down to 96 pounds eating barely anything, I woke up in a hospital bed with machines and IVs hooked up to me. And I was still... I still felt fat and ugly. I still hated my body. And that's when I was like, okay, it's not about the size. It's not about the weight. It's not about the shape. It's about how I feel on the inside. And so take inventory. When you look at your body, when you think about your body, what are the first 5 or 10 thoughts you have? I guarantee you, the majority of you, when you do your list, just do it first. I'll pause for a moment, like think of it. And if you can't write your list down, just think of it in your head. All right. not good enough. I have a slow metabolism. I don't like my thighs. I wish my body was taller. I wish that I had more muscles. I wish that my butt was smaller. I wish that my butt was bigger. Whatever your thing is, I wish that my hair, I used to wish that I had olive skin and an afro. I wanted dark skin and curly hair. Like, I did not like my white skin and my freckles and my, you know, straight blonde hair. So now I want you to look at that list. Did any of you put one positive thing on that list? Probably not. Most of you put on things on that list that you judge, that you don't like, that you want to change, that you wish you were different. Totally insane. And if you look at that list, guarantee that almost everything you put on that list is a judgment. Judgment about you. And those judgments are very heavy. Judgments weigh a ton. And I can guarantee that most of you, if given the chance to be in a relationship with someone who was judgmental of you, critical of you, not grateful for you, that's one option. Or you were given the option to be with someone who was really grateful for you, who adored you, who wanted to create magic with you, no matter what you looked like and no matter what you did. Most of you would want to, like, you're like, yeah, I want to be in the healthy, positive, grateful relationship. But check this out. Most of you are in a relationship with your body where you are critical, destructive, judgmental, ungrateful, insecure. And that really diminishes your value. It really does not allow you to live and be the best version of yourself, which is such a shame. And so that ice cream diet totally happened on accident, but it was not an accident. It was a window into knowing that something can change. And I kind of went on this really long journey. And when I came across this concept and this idea of creating the no judgment diet, I went, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. If this changed my life, right, then I imagine that it could probably change millions of lives around the world. Women and men. Women just happen to be a lot more vocal about their insecurities about their body. But I know a lot of men, and they're like, oh, I just need to lose 5 pounds. I'm like, you've been saying that for a decade. You don't need to lose weight. Stop thinking that you need to lose weight. Stop thinking something is wrong with you. Stop judging that you have a problem. And that is massive step one. And most of you be like, well, where do I start? Start with your food. Start looking at your food. Start sort of testing the food and going, okay, body, do you want to eat this food? Right? And I used to do sort of like this body testing, right? And I can't take credit for it. It was given to me by a friend of mine years ago. And what you do is you stand up and you use your body as a barometer to kind of test, you body test. Like, and so what I like to do is do opposite hand, opposite knee, right? And you stand up. So you're standing up doing this. I'm sitting down doing it because I don't want to mess with my microphone. But you do opposite hand, opposite knee, 5-10 times. And that's to dispel the polarity in your body. When you dispel the polarity in your body, you then kind of stand up straight and you're like, okay, body, show me neutral. Most of you will just be upright, and I'm doing a sideways version with my hand if you're watching. And then the other is, okay, body, show me a yes. 90 80% of people lean forward for a yes, right? And if you go, okay, go back to neutral, body show me a no, 90% of people lean backward. There are the occasional that lean backward for yes and forward for no, or lean side to side. That's a topic for another day that I can get into. It's things that I teach in the No Judgment Diet, things that I do in my 3-day Don't Diet, Be Happy workshops. And so this idea is you start to pick a food. So you can either think about the food, or you can literally open your refrigerator, open your cabinets in your kitchen, and you start pulling out foods. What are all the foods in your fridge? And you start going, you put that food at your belly and you go, okay, body, yes or no. And you'll watch your body lean forward or back. And my invitation to some of you is to maybe test some junk food, some foods that you know your body, but you'd be surprised, some junk foods, some foods that are supposed to be bad, like ice cream, right, could actually create a world of transformation in your universe. And here's why I'm obsessed about this topic is it's not about the body. It's about the fact that when we're obsessed about our bodies, we're not living, we're not creating our lives. And so those 20 years, I made a lot of mistakes in my life, right? I don't regret them, just interesting choices that took me a lot longer to get on my life path. I said yes to a lot of people I should have said no to. I said no to people that I would have really changed my life if I would have said yes to them. And so it's the fact that when you're in judgment, you're insecure. When you're insecure, you make choices out of fear. When you make choices out of fear, you don't create the best life path. And so this is about literally eradicating the judgment out of your life so that you can begin to create the life you are destined to have. And once I stop judging my body, and I've watched thousands of women and men from around the world literally wake up and change their lives, from relationships to businesses to getting out of chronic pain for 30 years to starting their own business to walking away from toxic relationships to starting to travel, like all of like miracles. And people always say to me, like, Catherine, I didn't believe you that this would change my life. And I was like, they're like, wow, this changes everything. Because when you start to become aware of your amazing, incessant thoughts that really aren't good for you, because once you start realizing that you've been judging your body, and you start to eliminate the judgments from your life around food, your body, your weight, your shape, your size, your clothes, you'll then start looking at, wow, I think I might be judging a lot of other areas of my life. Some of you suffering in finances, you're probably judging your finances. So the areas that you judge the most are usually the areas that you suffer the greatest. And if you want change, it's about getting really intimate and up close with yourself about your thoughts. And I actually like to write them down, and this sounds crazy, right? Is just like, look at them and be like, oh, wow, I'm going to make friends with that judgment. I'm going to befriend the fact that I'm constantly saying that over and over to myself so that next time I can catch it and stop it. And when you start to develop a practice with yourself, so try on your favorite foods. What are the foods that you judge the most? And you might want to go on a 30-day, right? My version was the ice cream diet. For some of you, it might be a pizza. For some of you, it might be, you know, pasta. For some of you, now, like, this is an experiment for you to begin to notice that you're judging the food. right? Now, personally, I don't think I would ever put myself on a pizza or pasta 30-day diet because I know myself too well. And for me personally, eating those kinds of foods every day, I know they're not great for me. I know what happens to my digestion. I know what happens to my energy levels and brain fog. And so this isn't about, oh, this food makes me, you know, it messes with me if I eat too much of it. I'm going to go on a 30. I'm talking about foods that you really love and you know that like ice cream was just like a pleasure food for me that I wouldn't allow myself to have. And when I did, I judged it. So I want you to find a pleasure food for you that you don't really allow yourself to have, right? But when you do eat it, it's not like it has massive consequences on your inflammation, your indigestion, you know, all that stuff. So be smart with this, but I double dog dare you to try it. And then please email us, send us a message, follow us on Facebook, The No Judgment Diet. You can find me anywhere on all the social media channels, Catherine McIntosh. And I would love to hear from you if it makes a difference in your world. So thank you so much for watching. And next time you go to judge yourself, please think twice.
Catherine is not a medical practitioner nor a licensed therapist. She has strong opinions and will express them, and truly believes that you are your best advocate for any and every area of your life. If you need medical advice, please consult your physician.